Honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Everywhere we go, we are surrounded by toxins. So how do we make our environments, our home, our school, everywhere we go, as healthy as they can be? Well, I'm so happy, Andrea, that we've got Beth Greer. Why don't you tell us a little bit about her? She sounds amazing.
Yeah, Beth is an expert when it comes to a healthy home. And Beth, we're really excited to have you on the show today because I want to learn from you. You know, what are the ways we all want to learn from you? What are ways that we can get healthier and avoid chemicals when it comes to living this natural lifestyle? So welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
What got you interested, you know, in living this lifestyle? I'm always curious when people become experts in our field, what sparked them to become, you know, to live this kind of lifestyle?
Right. Well, 10 years ago, I made this huge discovery because I thought I was leading a healthy lifestyle. I was eating well. I was exercising. I was in a happy marriage, a successful business. And so it came as a complete shock to me to discover that I had a giant tumor in my chest the size of a tennis ball.
And oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And it was painful and... luckily, it was benign. I had a biopsy, and they said there were no cancer cells. But three top surgeons told me I needed to take it out. But it was very risky surgery because I could lose the feeling in my hand permanently because the nerves were wrapped around this thing. So I just decided to take charge of my health, and I just got quiet and looked inside and said, "What can I do to heal myself here?" And the word came to simplify, and I thought, "Well, what can I do really quickly to simplify what I'm eating and drinking, because that's what you have the most control over, your food." And so I decided to do something really radical, and was to eat food without any product labels whatsoever. And I went on a juice cleanse, and in just a matter of 3 days, I noticed that the pain I was in started to go away.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
That was a big revelation. And so it took about 6 months of being on a cleanse and looking at not only the food and water that I was drinking and eating all natural, but looking at the products I put on my skin, because our skin is not the barrier that we think it is. It allows in microscopic chemicals. So I looked at my product labels. I know your last speaker was talking about reading labels, how important that is. And there were paragraphs of chemicals on those labels. And so I switched out to all natural products and looked at my household cleaning labels as well. If you look at a bottle of Windex, it'll say, "Precautionary statement, hazardous to humans and domestic animals." I mean, it's just shocking when you see this.
Yeah. So, it is so shocking, Beth. And, you know, recently I had a guy come and he was washing the windows and he had Windex. And I said, "I'd rather you not use that." And he was like, "Well, what's the big deal?" And, you know, I think right. There's a lot of education that needs to happen. I'm sure you find that
does.
As well. So, right.
Yeah.
And I love your book, Supernatural Home, Improve Your Health, Home and Planet, One Room at a Time. And
Thank
I think
you.
The whole emphasis on the, oh, go ahead.
I just wanted to finish up the story. So 6 months later,
sure.
The pain I was in was gone. And 6 months after that, I had the tumor scanned and it had disappeared. So,
oh,
you know,
my
I'm
gosh,
here.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so I'm just, my mission in life, I sold my business. I was in an adult education business and wrote my book, and now I'm helping people connect the dots between how they're feeling and what they're being exposed to in their food and in their personal care products and household cleaners and all that, that there is a huge connection. Everything we eat and drink and put on our skin and surround ourselves with impacts our health and well-being.
So, Beth, what would a typical day look like for you when it comes to what you're eating?
Well, you know, the most important thing I think people should pay attention to is to eat organic. Everyone mm-hmm. thinks that, you know, it's expensive, but pesticides are designed to destroy the nervous systems of bugs. And so we really have to think, what is it doing to our nervous systems? So pesticides are very, very toxic.
Can you define what organic means for those who are listening?
Yes, so it means without any pesticide sprays or fungicides, things like that. And, you know, there are certain fruits and vegetables that have more pesticide residues, like apples and grapes and strawberries, for example, because a strawberry is grown. You can't wash a pesticide off of a strawberry. So the non-organic strawberries the pesticides are actually injected into the root system and it comes up into the flesh. So there are certain fruits and vegetables that are have less residue, like bananas, things you can peel, pineapples. So those, you know, if you're on a budget, you may want to, you can opt for those.
And a good way to look for those would be through the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15, which is the Environmental Working Group's list. Yeah. So,
yes. Mm-hmm.
And you could find those at the Environmental Working Group website or even on naturallysavvy.com. And do you have it listed on your site as well?
Yes, I do, on the supernaturalmom.com.
Okay, yeah, you know, talking, Beth, about the food, you know, one of the things that I think about, too, is the home. And you know, we talked about the Windex and, we mentioned the products. What are some other things people can do in their homes to be in a less toxic environment?
Well, you know, I use, for example, baking soda and hydrogen peroxide and vinegar to clean my home. And they work great. I have great recipes in my book. But people don't realize, you know, the toxins that are in the cleaning products themselves, that they smell strong and they make your eyes water, you can be sure they're not healthy for you. I also tell people to stay away from fragrance, artificial fragrance. So if you see things that are highly fragranced, that can be causing respiratory problems, coughs, asthma, headaches even. I had a client who had a chronic cough, and she said, well, you know, when I stay in a hotel, I'm not coughing. So sure enough, I went into her bedroom, and she had scented candles in her bedroom, and she didn't realize that those scented candles, which contained the synthetic fragrances, were a trigger for her cough. If you see the word fragrance on a label, it can mean up to 100 different synthetic chemicals, right? In just in that one word, it's a catchphrase.
You know, that's very interesting. It's very similar to artificial flavors, where it could have, you know, hundreds of different chemicals made up in an artificial flavor when it comes to our food. So that's very similar to fragrance, which people need to be aware of. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you know, another thing, Beth, that I see, and Andrea, that bothers me is all these air freshener commercials. I feel like every time I turn, and I'm not a big TV watcher, but my goodness, they have a lot of money, because every other second, there's another, like, plug in this and spray that and,
right.
You know,
yes,
wash with this, and it bothers me.
I tell people to really avoid those plug-ins and air fresheners. They really can be triggers for so many health problems. And, you know, there's so many easy, simple solutions to having a clean home environment. Just try opening your windows or putting some, you can put some cinnamon sticks in water and put it on the stove and have a wonderful aroma in your kitchen. So there are very, very simple, healthy, natural ways to clean and to make your home safe.
And, you know, even essential oils would be a great way to do it. I know that I got into essential oils and I diffuse them in my house. So they're another really good way as well if you want to, you know, forget the air fresheners and the toxic chemicals. You know, like you said, Beth, there are some great alternatives.
Right. I want to say something about essential oils. You know, you need to look on the label. If it says made with, it could mean there's only one drop of essential oils and the rest are made with synthetics. That's like the little catchphrase, made with, and that could be on anything. It could be on a loaf of bread made with whole grains. It could mean only 1%. So it should say 100% essential oils or 100% whole grains or 100%, you know, of the thing that you're looking for. So that's another sort of misleading label thing that the manufacturers do.
That's a great point. And I think like anything, we need to make sure that, you know, we have the right company and we're working with the right company, vetting out those companies and making sure that they're good quality and that they are using the real thing and not using those, you know, chemicals in it.
Absolutely. Because manufacturers are doing something called greenwashing. And so, you know, they're having things like you were talking about earlier. The word natural is so, it's meaningless, really. Hypoallergenic.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, Beth, we're just about out of time, so we are definitely going to have you back. This is fantastic.
Thanks, Beth. Your information is amazing. Until next time, stay connected at Radio MD, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.